The report does not identify nursing homes by name, only location, but all those spotlighted in Western New York are for-profit facilities, rated 2 stars or lower by the federal government, meaning they're below average. Several of them did not have adequate personal protective equipment. An aide at one nursing home said she had to wear the same gown every day during the first weeks of the pandemic, before eventually resorting to wearing a sleeping gown. At another, a nurse reported her supervisor set up bins with gowns and N95 masks on the morning of a state inspection in April to make it appear the facility had adequate PPE. The report also shows some Western New York nursing homes failed to follow basic safety protocols. Two facilities continue to hold communal dining despite the CDC advising against it. One of them didn't stop until its first resident went to the hospital with COVID in late March. At the other, a nurse manager said she tried to stop communal dining, but ownership overruled her. Local homes also struggled with staffing levels. A certified nursing assistant at one home reported that, for a few hours one day in late March, there was only one CNA in the entire building for 120 residents. While some nursing homes stopped admitting new residents due to staffing shortages, the report found some local ones continued to do so. One facility already had 14 residents and staff test positive for COVID, and 5 residents die of COVID. Another facility stopped accepting new residents for a week in April, but only after more than half of its residents tested positive, and it did not have any more kits to test others. The Attorney General's office is now conducting investigations into 20 nursing homes statewide whose alleged conduct presented particular concern. It is not immediately clear how many of those homes are in Western New York. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.